You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Sometimes I start thinking of sizzling meat on the grill.
Fajitas?
Maybe steak. Mm. Maybe lamb chop. Because it's a little bit healthier, mm-hmm. A little less cholesterol. Mm. Well, if you like lamb like I do, you've got to check out the guys at Charqui. They've taken this ancient Peruvian method and made a snack that's preservative-free but tastes really good. What they did is they went back to basics. They went back to this old Peruvian method, right? And they said, how can we make this really good without adding anything to keep it good? And that's how they came up with Charqui. To try Charqui yourself on Amazon, just go to http://charqui.love. Yes, that's a website, charqi.love, and it'll take you right to Amazon so you can try it yourself. Anyway, guys, welcome to a brand new podcast of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. This is episode 605. Thank you guys for hanging out with us today. We really appreciate it. Good question. I actually think this is one of those questions that a lot of people will benefit from the answer.
I think so too. In fact, let's just get right in to the
question.
Hello, my name is Jeff Fry. I have just recently gained the Part 107 certification. And I was just wondering, if I just want to go out and fly my drone for fun, do I still have to follow the 107 rules, or can I follow the hobbyist rules in that case? Thanks. Looking forward to your answer.
Thanks, Jeff, for the question. Really appreciate it. Guys, if you have a question, don't forget to go to askdroneyou.com. You can record it right there, put it into our system, and we'll get it in the queue as soon as we possibly can.
And I think this is a great question. Again, I just want to preface the question with, guys, remember, if you do not have a 107, you cannot fly a drone to further your business. But once you do have a 107, you can jump back and forth between hobby and commercial mm-hmm. operations pretty much as long as you stay tried and true, because you may be challenged on that someday in the long run.
Absolutely.
And if you are, you better make sure you've got the paperwork to back yourself up. So, can he go from a commercial operation and say, hey, I need to practice, man. I'm going to go out and fly my drone, man. I need to do some practice, man. Well, guess what, man? You can. It's fine. Go out and fly hobby rules. I still take more of the kind of chill kind of, if I'm still in controlled airspace, you know, I still am still a little wishy-washy on that. But as far as hobbyist rules, yeah, you can totally go out and fly as a hobbyist. You know, don't use that as an excuse to do nefarious action. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just go out and have a good time. Remember what it's all about. It's all about having fun.
Absolutely. And it is actually spelled out right in 107 that except as provided in this paragraph of this section, this part applies to registration, blah, blah, blah. And basically what it says is 107 does not apply to the following: air carrier operations, aircraft subject to the provisions of Part 101 of this chapter, and then anybody flying under 333. So the second item there is what he's talking about.
What did very you just specifically say about the 333?
I just said that that's one of the three elements for which 107 doesn't apply, according to 107.
Correct. But one thing that a lot of FISDO inspectors don't know about, and I had to actually make them aware of, is that the MPTOMs that were used with 333 operators, all of them, mm-hmm. 100% of them, were ripped off of the docket and negated back in November of last year. Hmm. So if you are flying under a 333 and something wrong happens, guess what? You're screwed, because you're supposed to be 500 feet away from every person, blah, blah, blah. They had to create some incentive for people to go get the 107. Otherwise, people would have kept operating under the 333. In fact, our local competition, who was talking a bunch of crap, which, remember how I feel about that, guys. Just focus on your quality. Focus on your product. Don't worry about other people. P- patience will prevail. The other person was saying, hey, you guys need a 333. You need an MPTOM. We went in and sat down with the feds and the local film government, and we said, newsflash, guys, MPTOMs are void now. And like even our one of the inspectors was like, oh, I hadn't heard about that yet. So I had to like pull up the link and like show them. It wasn't like widely known. So if you're dealing with someone who has a 333, guess what? You now have ammunition against that person. So boom.
If you're going to start firing.
Don't fire. Don't fire.
Just do your thing.
Put the guns away. Pull the remote out. Focus on what you do best, because quality always conquers.
Absolutely. So in this question, when is this really even important? Or when is it most important? Are you talking about when you're sort of within the 5 mile issue of hobby where you'd have to notify the tower versus dealing with the airspace issues as a 107 pilot? Is that really kind of the most significant time where this is even a question of flying under 107 and 101?
It's just airspace, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, you know, as a hobbyist, you're supposed to notify when you're in within 5 miles of an airport. And a lot of authorities think that if you're a hobbyist, you can't fly within 5 miles of an airport. That's not true.
Yeah.
But oftentimes when you try to reach out to that airport operator, like for example, John Wayne, John Wayne Airport, California, just south of LA. Try calling them. Try getting a hold of them.
Not going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, I feel like that's a place where the FAA and hobbyists can work together. But
sure.
Anyway, I think that answers the question. Do you think we've covered everything?
Did I answer
your question well?
Yes, you did answer my question. Right. Thank you very much.
Well, guys, that is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And you're listening to the Ask Drone U podcast.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.